Hi, this is Mark Cuban. Everybody knows I'm the Mavs' number one fan. What? You think you are? Then prove it at the HPInsider.com. See you soon.
So we're going back in the Michael Irvin time capsule. Yeah. Let's go back to 1994. Okay.
Great capsule. We're back. Right there, buddy. Yeah. That game, the difference is,
Ed was trying to talk about the difference.
Low left Philadelphia, that game was scored 17-17, I don't know, late in the game. We went for it on fourth down. This was what we as a team went to Barry and said, let's do this. Now,
you literally on the sideline went to him and said,
we wanted to go for it. Okay. We wanted to put him away right then. Philly had
Well, who are those people? Now, you say we went as a team, but who would those people have been?
That big fat fella that's coming in here later.
Nathaniel Newton
Jr. He sure
know
about this conversation. Okay, sure know. Guys like that, the offensive line, they were ready. They wanted to go. We wanted to put Philadelphia away. And it was even more than that in this story. You got now with Barry. One of Barry's early comments as he came onto the team, he said, and I thought it was a good comment for him. He said, listen, guys, there are 53 of you guys, and you guys have won Super Bowls. It's one of me. Now, I'm not coming in here trying to change everything, especially when everything's been so successful around here. He says, I can alter some of the things that I normally do to fit in here. I'm not saying that transition, even though he said all of those things, right things to say in a meeting, but all of the transition because of what Jimmy had done, and you heard Ed talk about it. It was still a tough transition for people. That moment in Philadelphia, I thought, was crucial because it was, remember, we had already lost the year before under Barry in San Francisco. That was really the moment that brought that team together. Barry, we went to Barry. We knew it was a tough situation. I asked Barry, let's do this. We went for it.
And the we
as a team.
Nate, okay.
Oh, a lot of guys wanted to go. Let's go. We got it. We went for it. Didn't get it again. And the great thing was Barry didn't go out and said, you know what? The guys wanted to go for it. I went for it. It's on them. He took it like a man. He said, I made the decision. It's on me, that's that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Now, you inevitably lost the game.
So we inevitably
people
lost
who
the
don't
game.
Remember, yeah.
Lost the
Big
game.
Big game, Philadelphia,
but,
the game.
But that year we won the Super Bowl because that brought it back. Okay. He stood up. He really became one of the team because he took one for the team. He could easily say, you know, yeah, these guys are champions. I'm the only guy without a Super Bowl ring. These guys wanted to go for it.
He'd have looked foolish.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not saying there's some people may have done that.
Or goofy, as some people would say.
But he stood and took it. And regardless to how you know it might have looked crazy, still in that locker room, it gained him respect. And that was the difference. I think that made the difference in us going on from that point winning the Super Bowl. Because he was our coach after that.
Well, what was he prior to that? Before that, was he still a little bit of an outsider?
Yeah, but you know, all you read and all, it was Jimmy's team.
Was that true?
Yeah, well, Jimmy put the team, him and Jerry.
Is that a yes?
You know, they put the team together.
Is that a yes? Was it Jimmy's team?
Well, he put the team together, him and Jerry, yes. They put the team together. I mean, not, you know, I came in.
So even though Barry had been there a year, it was still kind of Jimmy's team.
Well, it was still all his main players. Of course, I wasn't necessarily Jimmy's player. I was Tom Landry's player. You know, I reached across to Tom Landry times. But, of course, Jimmy was my man.
You had three Hall of Fame coaches, probably, if they ever get in.
Who?
If you think about it. Well, Tom, Jimmy, and Barry.
Hall of Fame.
I think Jimmy belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Certainly not Barry, but
yeah, Jimmy has a shot. I think so too.
Two Super Bowls
for what he in such and turning around the franchise in such a short time. I don't think anything ever happened like that before.
That was a brilliant job.
Certainly some consideration for it. You know what he did here, but I tell you what now, the difference is here. Barry came to the team, and it endeared him with the team. Belichick, you know, people are talking about, oh, the guys. Nobody's saying anything to Belichick. That defense, those guys, Those guys aren't going to say anything to Belichick because are they not going to say anything in the media because it'll look like they're saying something against that offense.
Well, you know, another thing that's not been talked about here is there's no Rodney Harrison on that team. There's no Asante Samuel back there. There's no Ellis Hobbs and the guys that were winning Super Bowls back there. The linebacker position's been gutted two or three times. That's not the same defense.
No,
and
it's
people,
not.
And people don't even talk about that. I mean, this is not the same Patriot team. This team is vulnerable.
Right. And all I'm saying is, if I'm on set with Rodney Harrison or the linebacker Teddy Bruschi, I'm going to say, Teddy, you're awfully big and bad with that microphone. But when you had that uniform on, you didn't say a peeping word.
Nobody says a word.
Shut up! You knew you wouldn't say anything to Belichick. Stop it. You know Belichick doesn't play that, not even from his stars. They don't say a word. So, that being said.
Third Super Bowl turned on that play in Philadelphia.
Yep, think. Right there. Right yeah. there. It was the
That's good
defining
stuff.
Moment.
Let's come back. We were on the Michael Irvin time machine.
Back in 09.
Now we're back in 09. What a trip that was.